listeners, I hope you're ready for another music bant. We infamously, or maybe famously, I don't know, go on for way too long about music, but I'm going to keep it real simple for you today, guys. What's a music video you love to show people?
I love to show people.
Yeah, if you're like, I got this awesome music video, it's boom, this. What is it?
Well, Jake, I've already shown it to you.
Probably, yeah.
Do you remember, let me see, was The Offspring's Dividing by, it's a two-part music video, so it's two songs.
Yeah, you showed me that too.
Yeah, it's The Offspring's Dividing by Zero / Slim Pickens Does the Right Thing and Rides the Bomb to Hell.
Oh, yes.
There are two amazing songs, yes. And it's an animated music video, and it's just a trip. Like, yep. you have to look it up and watch it.
Yeah.
They're both amazing songs as well.
Man, you need to drop those in the Discord,
these will all be dropped in the music channel, in the What You Listening To channel, the day of release. Yeah.
We shouldn't make promises we can't keep, Jake.
I will do it. yeah, that is a really good one. I love trippy music videos. Those are always fun.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to get mine over with because they're a little obscure.
Okay.
I think you're going to be like, I thought the question, because Jake gives us a little preview of what the band's going to be, but he always says in a curveball. So just music video straight up, I was going to say Devil Land by Sucre.
Yeah.
Devil Land, it's like a bunch of old, like, I want to say it's like a vampire, clips from a vampire movie or something overlaid the song, which is really sick. But if I was going to show someone a video like, oh man, this is such a good music video, it'd have to be Lighter Fluid by No Big Deal. The artistic cuts, the cinematics. I don't think I've
seen any of his music videos.
Oh my, you were doing yourself a disservice.
I didn't realize,
sir,
he did music videos, or like that was a thing he did that he was good at. I don't
know. You know, just an artist, a musician artist in the year 2025.
I don't know. Does everybody do music videos?
It's like 25% of the music industry, but.
Okay, well then that's clearly not everybody. I didn't realize that was a thing. I didn't realize that he had music videos that were like good. I don't know. I'll look him up. I love No Big Deal. I
thought they were trash.
Not everybody's music videos are good.
I mean, there has to be bad music videos for there to be good music videos. So yes, I can agree with that statement.
True.
There you go.
Shit. So it's like the sheer amount of music videos, because like we used, like when the internet came out and all that stuff, and when you could start streaming them. But like MTV, I remember watching a couple when at my friend's house because we didn't have cable, so we could see them over there. But like, you know, starting off of like Nirvana's like Smells Like Teen Spirit and stuff like that, and like the grungy scene of like the whole audience, like, you know, that you got the school, like the gym, and it's like the perfect vibe and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have a particular love for animated music videos, and I will say one besides, God, I could just go on multiple tangents at this point, but the band, obviously, Death Clock.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, pretty much every episode's a music video.
It's a music video, yeah.
But I will say one just in honor of Ozzy, that just passed.
Rest in peace.
I didn't realize that he did an animated music video with Lemmy Kilmister of Motorhead.
Oh, cool.
And it's for Hellraiser, and the whole music video is just a trip because it's just basically him and Lemmy fighting like possessed people, and he's like a sorcerer and Lemmy's just fucking, you know, with an axe and stuff like that, and it's just the most wonderfully metal thing in the world. So I'll definitely be posting that in the What You Listening To as well, because it is just like, I was like, I had no idea this video existed. And I was like, oh shit, yeah. This is actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, anything with Death Clock is just awesome.
Shout out to our Discord, the What You Listening To tab. It's got fire recommendations.
Yes, yes.
Like, I don't think I've clicked on one that I've been like, oh, this is terrible. Like, fire recommendations. So join our Discord.
Please join the Discord. There's so much fun stuff happening there. There was one time recently that I posted a new song at the time by Silent Planet. And what probably my favorite band right now, and one of my favorite people in our Discord, Alton, he commented, he was like, that wasn't silent at all. it was so funny.
Alton with the zingers.
So when it comes to music videos, some of my favorites are music videos that are stories. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently, one of my favorite bands, I'm actually going to get a tattoo for them someday soon. It's called Wolves at the Gate. Okay. They came out with a new album, and then a few of the songs have an entire story attached to them. And they were like, hey, new music video for this song called Parasite. And I was like, oh, let me go check it out. 14 minutes.
Whoa.
That song's only like 2-3.5. No, there's an entire like movie attached to this album. And the music video, or I don't want to say music video now, it's pretty much a movie. This mini movie is about this guy who's hunting like a group of people or something like that, and he literally has an encounter with God. And he like takes the guy and he's like, "Who was that?" And the guy's just like, "The truth." And then he dies. And so now this guy is like, what the fuck? So he's on this mission now to do whatever this voice told him to do. It is wild. It's the cinematography is incredible. It's just great. So I love just stuff like that, where they just have just like insane storylines, entire movies attached to stuff. That's some of my favorite stuff. But yeah, so that was a good one. Also, I also just love showing people corn.
That's the full sentence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just close your eyes, click.
Yeah, exactly. Just one of those.
I mean, honestly, as soon as you said corn, the one video that kept coming up for me was when Korn and the Dem Franchise Boys did collab, and the whole music video was like it almost felt like Spinal Tap.
Yes.
Because it was them trying to produce for each other, yeah. And it was just so awkward at times. Oh, it's such a good video.
But Freak on a Leash is just mm-hmm. a really good music video. It's got this bullet going through like all these different scenes and just exploding stuff as it goes through. And when it finally hits that one part, oh my god. Oh damn. That's such a good music video.
Just starts scatting and it's...
Yeah. When did Freak on a Leash come out?
It was 90s, I believe.
Freak on a Leash came out in 1998. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good for them.
Right.
Yeah, it was 90s.
So, yeah, late 90s. But it's one of those things, people are, like, refining that. And they're like, whoa, did we lose the art of making good music videos? It's like, yes, we did. People just used to make good stuff back then.
I don't think we lost the art.
No. But I'm saying that,
I'm about to say, maybe you're just not looking in the right places.
Right, but that's the thing, is that, like, I think people think because music is, like, older from the 90s that, like, it was, like, not well-produced, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Right.
Like a disparaging of the older music.
Right, videos. Exactly. But then it's
oh my gosh,
like,
no, yeah.
No, this music was fucking awesome. Uh-huh. It still is. But yeah.
Honorable mention from me. It's an artist that we're all familiar with, at least I believe we are. Jonathan Young on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a music video, and the song's name, and this is all I'm going to give you, is called I Command an Army of Tigers. Just look the song up. It's amazing in every way.
Oh, this guy looks cool, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know this song.
Yeah, Jonathan Young, he does like a lot of heavy metal renditions of stuff, and he did like a really good song. It was probably, I think, when Diablo 4 came out or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But it was like about Lilith, basically. She's like the big evil of that one, and it was just like called Unholy Mother, and it is such a fantastic song.
I can't think of any like specific ones right now, because like I know I've seen a lot of really good ones that have stuck with me, but they're just like blanking. So like, but I think just like classic good music video makers, like Weird Al. Weird Al makes incredible music videos.
Yeah, I should have gone into all of Weird Al's music videos.
Yeah, and I was shocked Amish that no one did.
Amish Paradise is high art.
Yeah, high art.
Did any of you watch? I think I brought it up before, but have any of you watched UHF?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that movie. That one has a bunch of music videos in it that are all awesome.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty much a musical, yeah.
I mean, White and Nerdy is still, like, the music video for that is just fantastic.
Daft Punk, they've had some fantastic music videos. They've had... Their one album was, like, an entire anime.
Yes. Yeah, it was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah,
essentially a movie about music producers ripping music away and that shit.
See, that's the thing. Like when they take the music and then they turn it into like an entire like story. That's like Carpenter Brut did. They did the soundtrack for that short series called Blood Machines. And that's, if you like, you know, heavy, like, EDM stuff, go check them out. And, like, Blood Machines was, like, a weird sci-fi thing. That was really, really good. But, no, it's just awesome. Just, like, when somebody gets a music video right, that's when you just, like, you watch it over and over again. And then you hear the song and you remember the music video or you remember the story attached to it. It's just awesome. I think that it's a shame when they don't make, you know, when there's a really good song on an album and then there's not a music video attached to it, because you're like, I want like a visual aspect to this, like, just awesome.
Gangnam Style, I mean, that one's
amazing.
Incredible music video.
Honestly, any of his music,
his music videos are also funny.
G-Dragon, G-Dragon came out with Ubermensch. Oh my gosh. Any of the music videos from that album.
There's a really funny thing. Have you seen the I don't remember who it is, but they take the song out of a music video and then they just like I'm trying to remember who does it on YouTube.
But yeah, it's like the people who like mix the music out of like movie scenes too, right?
Right. So but it's really funny for that one because they put in sound effects that you would typically hear like as they're shooting the music video.
Right.
And it's so funny because it like nothing's happening. It's just him dancing to like air like fan noises or something.
Right.
God, it's so funny. Oh my gosh. Well, this entire story is a very long music video. Who do you think should play the music for the our story?
I'd have to be a prog rock person to just keep continuing
hundreds and hundreds
of hours. It'll be a combination of Dream Theater, Tool, and
Sabaton.
I watch you from far away. That one band I talked about,
or maybe it's just a really really long DJ set.
Yeah, maybe.
If anyone could do it, Yeji could. I'm just saying.
It would be very weird if the whole vibe of this was actually more EDM.
It's just hell's music.
Yeah.
Drop the cleric.
Guys, I'm going to do a set for the entirety of the Punch Squad podcast without stopping. And that after the 200 hour mark, he's just dead on the table.
Right? Oh, wow. He died.
He committed.
Like, and now we're dropping it to Skeleton Blender. And just chainsaws get revved in the background.
Yes.
I mean, it just turns into a doom song.
Oh, I do love Argent Metal.
Argent Metal's fantastic.
Well, Grickatogs. How you guys like fighting a rock, a sentient rock?
A rock with teeth.
A rock with teeth.
Well,
sucks. I don't like it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I think going forward, Jake, if you ask us how we like any of the enemies we're facing, I think the safe answer is we hate them.
Well, how do you like this creature that can just bite you from 30 feet away and you know, hold you in place and do like 60 damage?
Take half your health away in like a round.
Well, he hits you twice, I think. It was like, it was a surprise attack, basically, and then again, like, right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, Kezra very, very graciously, very smartly, pulled Garn out and then closed the door. And saved Benson's shield. I remember that you did that.
Yep.
just so this rock monster wouldn't try to eat it, maybe? I don't know.
Would rock it? Monster?
Um, But didn't the thing from Neverending Story, didn't he eat rocks as well? Am I remembering that correctly?
I've never seen that.
Oh. Yeah, so it was like the troll. The troll dude. Yeah.
Yeah, rock creature, Neverending Story.
Two bite?
Rock biter. Yeah, rock biter, he did eat rocks, So, the rock biter, he's much nicer than this thing was. So after Kezra's turn, however, it comes back to the creature's turn. Now, the door is closed, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have no idea what happens. All you hear is it grumble and scream out of frustration, and then something happens.
All right. I got two thoughts. We can either just ignore this thing, because it's likely not going to bother us. Or...
Yeah, just like it didn't bother Tim.
Yeah, well, we went in there. This thing, we know this thing is lethal when it connects to an area.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm fine with taking it out. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm fine with fighting it.
But I just feel like whatever, because I'm pretty sure Jake did say something that there was scuffling of feet on the other end of that hallway, where all the mold is. So,
you heard something. You heard shuffling of feet, and you heard a voice when Garn slammed the ground to try to see what it would do to the fungus. So you heard there's something in the room past the hallway, down the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather deal with that first. So, one, we can't get ganged up on, because this rock's not going... This rock's probably not going to surprise us and come through this door. And if it
as
does,
it right now opens the door.
Yeah. So, and even if it does, it's at its most powerful when it connects to an area. When it's dislodged, if we were going to fight it, we'd open this door, we'd sling a bunch of shit at it until it gets up, and then we'd just close in on it and kill it. Like that would be the strategy. Now that we know what this thing is and where it is, so I feel like we can kind of deal with it whenever we want. I would like to figure out what's in this room over here, because we did clear the fungus, right?
No,
it grew back.
That's
when you did.
No, it doesn't grow back. We just didn't try.
You did your hammer thing. You extended your hammer and smashed the ground.
And it did nothing.
It didn't do anything. Yeah. Okay,
went up in the air and came back down.
I couldn't remember.
You have to use nature checks.
It's survival. Like
survival. That's what it is.
Right. Wait, did you tell me if magical fire did anything to it versus the mundane fire from before?
It seemed to be completely immune to fire.
Okay. So it's the survival checks to remove it.
Yeah, that's the hard part, because I have a plus 15 to survival. I might be the best we have.
I have a 13.
Yes, you are.
Well, let me treat wounds on myself.
Yeah, you're hurt.
Yeah. And I think I have, continual recovery. Yeah, so I have to wait every 10 minutes in between my checks. So I vote we kind of back up into that room with the creepy bat, and we heal up there so that way we can see if this rock creature's coming.
Yeah.
I don't want to be right by the door,
Jake,
personally.
If we mess up, if something walks over the fungus, that expends it, right?
It didn't appear so, because when he was slamming it, it looks like fungus spores just kept coming up.
You have to dig in and remove it, because I think as he said
to surgically remove it.
It's in the cracks, so you can't just do it like that.
Yep.
Yeah, my survival is only a plus 14, so.
You know, they call me High Rolling Timmy.
Shame we don't have elk.
Yeah, well, I mean, his survival, I mean, it would have been plus 18, but still. Yeah. This, I don't know what the DC for this is, so it could be a lot higher.
It's still better than Garn's.
True.
Alright, sorry, I have to pull up treat wounds. I remember the DC, but not the benefit. Alright, so 2d8 plus 30. Nice.
Alright, so wait, you guys, you go back into the room, the debate chamber first?
Yeah. I would say that might be the smartest idea right now, so that we don't get completely ganked up.
Okay, so now it's going to take 10 minutes, so tell me how you set yourselves up within these 10 minutes.
I mean, Benson taking point. Benson and Guard are Garn up front. Maybe your ghosty guy?
Yeah, Ghost can, he'll stand up with, Benson.
Okay. I'll be, like, right behind Ghost Guy, patching myself up.
Okay.
Ambrose is just staring at this black sphere up there.
It's literally just sitting there floating. It doesn't do anything.
He's like, what you don't do?
You do something?
Then Kesra is in the room. He's not on the map. He's in the hallway, but he's definitely not in the hallway.
Got it.
Kesra's eating the spores. I don't know what he's doing up there.
All right. Do you close the door? Do you leave it open?
I say we leave it open. We want to know what's coming. That's what I think.
Okay. Whoever is watching, roll me a perception check.
All right. Okay. Let's see what his perception is. Screen. Thank you. Come on.
What do you see? Too busy patching myself up from all these blasted rocks.
35.
29.
Okay. Alright. So, Benson, probably this makes sense because you don't have dark vision, so you can't really see down that hallway as well. But at a certain point, Lucas puts his sword out as if he sees something.
Mm-hmm. And actually what Ambrose can do, again, is share senses with him. So the entire time he's watching, Ambrose kind of has, like, one hand over one of his eyes and is, like, peering through.
So what he sees, or what you see through his eyes, I should say, is you see four clawed hands kind of reach their way around the corner.
Another Gug.
And then you see a Gug head and the eye barely poke around. And the moment that it sees the four of you, it slinks back.
Oh dear. I believe we have another Gug.
Well, we'll just have to handle him like we did the others.
Well, of course, but we have all this mold right there. I mean, what are we supposed to do about that?
I'll get to it. I just need to heal myself because this fungus is surely going to rack my body.
This fungus is fungus.
as soon as you said that you see something, Kesra hold. Oh, actually, shit. I didn't. Never mind. I didn't prepare the fire staff. I'll just go launch a fireball into the room just for fun.
Kesra runs heedlessly into the mold. He will kill all of these things.
I did the undead stuff.
Turns out that was the prison where they keep all the dwarf women and children. No!
They were lying.
Alright, so I failed my second check. Just rolling low. Get the bad rolls out now, right?
That's how that works.
Yep. And then I succeeded my third. But that's another, we're going on 30 minutes here.
Oh, yeah, so, no. I can share senses as long as I want.
Okay. Oh, okay, perfect.
No, it's fine. I mean, I said that's our connection thing. It's like a soul-bound thing.
Nice. All right, so, I mean, all of that time that goes past, you don't see anything. So they clearly saw you and are just waiting.
Yes.
Okay. I
believe there's probably more than one over there, but who knows? I don't know anything about this area.
Right. I just need a little more time. I think I can get it. All right.
Yep. So I'm full now.
What all about right. the anything coming from that door that we closed?
Where the Grikotaga was?
Yeah.
No. You did not hear anything.
Okay. Was anyone else hurt, or is that just literally just me?
I think it just was you.
Okay.
You took two or three massive hits. So you. Luckily.
Just you. All right.
All right, well, this misshapen body's back in order. I guess I'll go try my hand at that mold now.
Can we just take the corpse of us, Cricket Dog, and, like, use it as a flesh bridge or something?
I mean, the flesh bridge don't get us so far, right? The mold is scattered all around here.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's like
of
this
mold.
Whole room, basically.
Yep.
Buckle in, listeners. This is going to be me failing a bunch of checks. Alright, so I walk up to... Is this the edge right here? Or one more?
The edge is one more square, and then you'll be at the edge.
Alright.
Just want Jake to go. I allowed teeth come out of the floor.
No, I allowed the fungus to be next to the doors that you guys wanted to get into.
Oh, so. That's cool. Oh. Yes. All right. So first survival. Here we go. Uh, 21.
So that is a fail.
Yeah, John, you are definitely not next to me, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so when it comes to disabling a trap, I think that you need to critically fail.
Oh, to set it off.
I think so. Because I don't think that it has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't say.
Hurry, keep rolling with this until he actually finds the actual rules.
So I'm good with that.
Yeah, disabled device doesn't have a failure condition. Critical failure says you triggered the device.
Fuck off.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Oh, okay. Well, this might be better.
Yeah, you're using thievery to do a disabled device, I guess.
Yeah, I'm using a survival
to do. Oh, this is survival.
Yeah,
survival.
Right. So you're still trying to mechanically disable a hazard. So yeah.
14 on the die for 29.
29. That is a success.
Okay.
So you have gotten rid of the first 10 feet. So I'm gonna draw here. On the thing. So this one. Oh, that's blue. That's not a good color.
Oh, it's like a 10-foot like square.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I thought it was only gonna be like a 10-foot line. Okay.
Nah,
cool. This isn't so bad.
Uh huh. Okay, that's what they say.
Look, everyone, I'm making such good progress. Wow, this isn't too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll move up with him.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, well, let me see if I can... Let's see, should be a little there, should be a little there.
Staying away from that door for a moment.
Whoa, 19 on the die for 34.
All right, so you begin scraping this, and you manage to scrape some of it out of the cracks.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden... three gugs come out from behind the corner.
Oh. Oh my god. That's how they sound.
Oh god.
Three gugs.
They sound like a Pokemon now.
Three.
They should have stayed hidden.
So the
I'm sorry, but they're done. Like, they're about to walk into the Benson Garn Blender. Like, this is only good for us.
Jake's gonna be like, oh, crit.
I'm gonna have you all roll initiative for me.
They have that stupid reach, too.
They have fucking reach. I hate that reach.
Just stand back, Kelly.
Nat 20!
Oh wow, okay. Wait, so I'll do your initiative first. What does that get you total?
37.
22.
Shut up, Tim.
I didn't say anything, I was sneezing.
Oh, was it Mark?
Was yes, Mark? It
was. Honestly, I'm not even upset about that.
It was really funny.
Shut up, Tim.
What? Ambrose, what'd you get?
32.
32. Sir Benson.
33. Ooh,
classic.
Take that!
And Garn, what was your survival check?
Well, I was really busy with this spade trying to get the mold up, that I only got a 24. Wait, 23, actually. 23. 23.
Well, wouldn't he be using the roll that he just did with those 19 on the die? Or
not? Oh, that was the activity I was doing before combat. You're correct.
Oh, that's true. So, what is it?
29.
29?
Very, very astute, Mark.
Yeah, for a minute, I was like, hold on, why are you rolling?
So, they are going to... Let's see. They were clearly readying... I don't want to say readying actions. They were biding their time. I don't know. They knew you were coming. They were waiting for you. Do they get a surprise... Or do they get the jump on you, I guess is the question.
I mean...
Yeah, it's all GM discretion. We're like quote unquote surprise rounds now, so
it's really
up to you.
But the only thing I would bring up is that we knew that they were there at the same time. Or we knew at least one of them was there, so we weren't like, oh, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll say you saw the one on the south.
There's one on the north.
But there are two on the north. Right. Garn, can you... Okay, so Garn, you can't quite see. Actually, Garn, I'll tell you this. you see a dead Gug lying to the south of this room from your angle.
They are mourning him.
That was the one that is clear. That was clearly electrified to death.
Yeah. Burning. Kelly blasted in the back,
up the butt. So that one will not get it. The one to the south will not get its turn, but the two to the north will. So,
can we see them? Like, I can't see anything.
No. I will move one up, and then you can probably see it from your angle.
I can see him.
Yeah,
okay. I've been able to see him.
See him from my angle.
It is going to reach out a claw to try to grab you. So this is going to be a... claw and athletics is the same, so I guess it doesn't really matter. So to grab, 35.
And this is against my... Is it against a DC? No, this is against AC.
Fortitude DC.
Well, it's trying... Yeah, it'll be against your Fortitude DC.
Yeah, that makes it.
Okay. And then... God. Cal, do you remember reposition?
Reposition.
Because it's definitely trying to grab him and pull him in.
It is another athletics check.
Okay. So, oh, but this one at a...
Maps.
At the map, yeah. Okay. 24, so I assume that's a miss.
He is a rock dwarf, or stone dwarf.
Okay.
I'm heavier than I look.
All right, and then
Sam, what's your fortitude DC?
It's a 31.
And what'd you get, 24?
24, okay. Yeah.
Because there is a critical fail.
Okay. I guess your fortitude DC doesn't work for, like, do you get the crit success, or I don't think it matters in this, actually.
Because it was an attack.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the other one is going to come up and try to do the same thing. Because it's trying to grab him as well, does he get a bonus to it, or is it just the automatic thing?
Nope.
Okay.
You can both grab, so he'd have to escape both of you. That's the advantage of getting up on somebody. There's no mechanical penalty for being grabbed.
Okay. So 34 to grab.
That grabs.
Okay. And then the reposition again, 37, and jeez, that's with map.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's just a regular success, not a crit, so I think you can only move me 5 feet.
You know, a good GM, not me, would have looked up reposition.
I very purposely did not look it up, because I don't want to know my fate.
Success, you move the target up to 5 feet. It must remain within your reach. Okay, that's fine. And you can't move it. You can't move it into or through obstacles. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
I mean, this fungus pretty obstacle, if you ask me.
It is. So it pulls you 5 feet closer. So there, you guys just see 4 arms just grab Garn and just pull him in.
Well, he's dead.
Hardly knew him. Let's go back through the gate.
Now, had I gotten to clearing that patch in front of me yet, or no?
Good question.
That's the question. Because if I got 5 minutes in, then technically the first 10 feet in front of me would be cleared. But if I didn't do any, it triggers.
Here's the thing, is that they have been waiting and sort of, like, looking, and the moment that they heard you, like, right there, that's when they jumped into action.
Okay. So I didn't get it. It's interesting about my check, then. Would I have made my check yet?
That's true.
Semantics.
Oh, yeah, never
mind. We can move on.
Okay. So I do need you to make a, fortitude save.
Yep.
As he pulls you, as they pull you in, you guys just see these spores just go poof and float onto Garn's body.
It's you. I got a 23.
That's a fail.
Yep. Oh boy. 2 on the die.
Okay, so a little bit of poison damage. 9 poison.
Oh no, I'm worried that it's not a lot. Like, that scares me.
An enfeeble 1.
That's not great. Great.
It's not good, Bob.
We're good, Bob.
Okay. So that was their 2 turns. Okay, so let's just go to the top of the round now. with Kezzer.
How high are the ceilings?
Great question. The crumbled hull says... The floor of this grand chamber and the foyer beyond is riddled with cracks. A black mold-like growth spills out of these cracks, connecting in a web of tendrils, accented with twitching bulbs. Doors lead out of the room and its adjoining hall. Doesn't say how high, but I'm going to say that it's 20 to 30 feet. I'll say 20 because the debate chamber was obviously domed for effect, so I'll say this is probably 20 feet high. 20 feet high, a little bit less.
Good to know. Kezra is going to summon his dragon wings, and he is going to fly into the room towards the ceiling.
Okay.
Sick.
So you flew past those two guys.
Well, I thought the ceilings were high enough. I can go up and then over them.
Well, if they're 20 feet high, though, and they have 15-foot reach.
You said 30 feet.
No. I was saying that the debate chamber was 30. I was saying that this one was 20.
The hall is 20?
Yeah.
But they're grabbing me, so they would have to let go. That'd be nice for me.
That would be true.
But well, then could be grabbed out of the sky.
Because it is entirely up to you if you still want to fly over, but you do know that they have a tax opportunity.
Summon Nuke.
These things didn't speak common, did they?
No.
I don't think so.
They've spoken like...
No. Nope, they seem to be speaking their own thing.
Good. I bet you want to use fear.
No. Fear's not linguistic. I got something else. Poop. I'm in a weird spot. I don't know whether to try to help Garn or kill the Gugs.
Garg.
Kill the Gugs.
Yeah.
Garn can take it.
I just wish I could see three of them. At least see two.
His target spell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if... No. Sorry, this is an awesome turn. The wizard doesn't... The mage doesn't know what they want to fucking do.
What?
You could reposition, because...
I'm gonna...
Garn can see one from his position, so if you get at, like, the angle, you can see the one to the south.
I know.
But I don't know what your movement is like.
I think I'm going to delay. I'm just going to delay.
Okay.
Of course, I roll a great initiative, and I don't want to go first.
Don't even want to use it. okay. Benson, it is your turn, then.
All right. I'm really not sure what to do here.
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
Mushrooms.
I can't get up to him to attack him.
I mean, you could. You would just be...
You just have to roll fortitude saves.
Could you pull?
Actually,
I want to take
pull
my turn.
Garn?
I don't want to take my turn. Never mind. Just go, Pence.
Make up your mind, Kel.
Figure it out. Again, I forgot that I didn't prepare the fire staff, which would have been really useful for multiple reasons.
Could you pull Garn?
I could. Wait, I could try to pull him free. That correct?
Do a reposition, right?
Yeah, and you're not holding your shield. Well, actually, you probably are. You have to drop something.
At this point, yeah.
Oh, they're trying to pull Garn back.
Yeah, you have
back,
to drop
yeah.
his shield to do it.
I'll drop my shield and go grab him.
All right.
What is that roll?
It'd be an athletics.
It would be athletics against theirs.
30.
30 does not do it against either.
So, now I have no fucking idea what to do.
Yeah, because one action move, one action try to pull, you got one action left.
Maybe taking path if you try it again.
Any way I can swing at the arms that's grabbing him?
I guess so.
Okay, go for that.
I mean, how about this? You do that, and that will help his escape.
Okay.
That's sick.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a cool function in video games when you can, like, you know, hit the tongue of the other thing that's grabbing you.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
32.
Okay, so yeah, that's definitely a success to do it. So you, when it comes to damage, I don't know.
If you want to say, I just give him bonus. That's
or
fine.
You just say half damage. He does half damage to him instead. Like, because I feel like you're still hitting the arm, but
yeah, you're still actually hitting it. There's probably some rule on this. I will say that go ahead and do half damage, and then you'll get the 8 bonus.
Sick.
So this is a very very special circumstance because these things are deliberately reaching out to grab.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting about it. It's not a creature that's right next to Garn. They're reaching out.
So it's so sad that it's half damage because on 2d8s, that's 2 sevens. Mm. Oh, so that's 20 halved to 10.
So
that's solid.
Okay.
I hate this room and this void setup. It's fucking pissing me off.
Yeah, it's a 10-foot wide hallway going east to west, and then it opens up, but obviously the gugs are in the very open part of the room, so it's
pretty
ass. Okay. So you said 10 damage.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Ambrose.
Okay. Jake, I also hate this room. But all right. So he's actually Luca, help him. And Luca's going to, we're going to act together. Luca's going to go up one action up here. Second action, he's going to also try to pull a Garn using an athletics check. Be great. Right.
Nice.
Because he's actually beefy. Let me see what his stats is on there. Yeah, okay. I can work with that. Where are we? There we are. So that is a 33.
That is a success.
Beautiful. So
plus right, so only yep. So only one of them is grabbing him now.
Okay. Get him, Ghost Boy.
Yeah, and I guess the last action he will just swing at one of those arms as well. Okay. The remaining pair. I mean, shit. Why not?
Yep. Sick.
How dare you touch him?
Hands off my dwarf.
Hands off the dwarf. That is... Oh, well, shit, that ain't bad. 30... Oh, wait, that's a negative... 34, actually.
Yep.
So.
Okay, so success.
That was a good roll. 16 on the die, and I was like, man.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Success, so I'll do the half damage thing. And then we'll see how wrong we are about this roll.
They'll let us know. It'll be 10 points total, halved.
So. Got it. Okay. Alright, so... what is Ambrose doing?
Smoking a pipe. Sure. I mean, like, he, at this point, is... Oh, shit. I mean, like, from the amount of stuff going on...
Is boost Eidolon only one action, or is it two?
It's one action, but I didn't even think about doing it at this point. Because I wasn't expecting. I was like, oh yeah, that's right, I could also swing. So I didn't even assist think about it. But I'll do a cantrip. A one-action cantrip. There's nothing illuminate around here, right? Except that one torch that we dropped and it got extinguished. Right?
Yes, that is true. There's a torch there in the ground.
Shit, he'll just cast shield on himself.
Okay. Garn.
Actually, Kezra's gonna go, and he's gonna turn it. He's gonna turn invisible.
Okay. So you're going directly after Ambrose, and you turn invisible.
Okay.
Garn, you feel a presence pushing you towards the ghost. And a voice that says, run!
Fuck. I thought you were all here to help me. What's going on?
Alright, it is your turn, Garn.
Alright, Garn is going to, since he's only grabbed by one of them, he's going to try to wiggle and griggle out of there.
Okay.
And I'm going to get a 32.
30. Is that with the bonuses?
Yeah. I mean the minus. Oh, no, that's without the bonuses. I don't know how much bonus I get.
Well, you got a plus one from both of them because they both succeeded. So
34.
Good. That is a success.
I can see the panic in Jake's face right there.
Jake's like, come on.
Sure, come on.
The pull nice. My collar.
So that was one action. Right. With my next two actions, I probably shouldn't be dumb. So I think I'll just move. I'll get back. If we can inch our way back, then
turtle up.
We can make them come to us.
Yeah. I like that idea.
God likes it when his prey comes to him.
You weren't there for that.
Evil.
I was also thinking, like, just Garn pulling the George Costanza thing in Seinfeld, like, when the fire happens, and he's just like, oh my god, and he, like, pushes Ben Snell away.
Pushes everybody out of the way. This team needed a leader. okay. Alright, so... Alright, after that, it comes to all three Gug's turns. Gug numero uno, which is the one right in the middle. He is going to... He sees Benson there. His little prey got away, but, you know, Benson might work. So, Benson, he's going to try and grab you. So, claw strike against your fortitude
DC. Wouldn't that be
DC.
15 feet?
Yeah, 15-foot reach.
Ah, that was 10.
Yep.
Fuck!
Yeah, they got long arms. Something
long like. Arms. Uh-huh. A 32, which I believe is going to be a fail.
Yeah, that'll be a fail.
Okay. Oh!
And then he is just going to... I think he'll try again. Nope. One less. And then he will use his head to try to reach out and snap.
I hate that the head has 15 feet too. That's fucked up. Yeah.
Like that, it doesn't make
so
sense.
So offensive. Yeah.
It's just gross. Like,
I draw the line at that.
Long arms, sure.
Sure. Fantasy world extend full of magic head. And dwarves and shit. 10-foot mouth, no. 15-foot mouth, no.
No, absolutely not. Okay, so the next one. This is the one on the south. The one that you guys could not see. It is going to move Shmeow, so it's like right around the corner from you, Benson. Mm-hmm. It's going to try to grab you.
I'm going to get you.
I'm going to grab you.
Oh, that's how they sound. Oh, God.
36 against your fortitude.
That'll make it.
Okay. And then second one to try and pull you closer. 31, which I think is a fail.
That is a fail.
Okay.
Love the map.
Love the map. Alright. Last one is going to try and... I think he's just going to try to hit you three times since you are within his reach. And his friends are grabbing you. You know, he trusts them. We're a loving and trusting community here in the Gug family,
and here we are just slaughtering.
Slaughtering.
It's okay; they deserve it.
36 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay.
I would like to remind everyone: Benson currently does not have his shield.
Correct.
Right.
21 slashing.
Okay.
18.
Second attack. 34 to hit.
Yep.
Okay.
Ugh. I don't think they would have hit if I had my shield. Too bad.
No, would not. 21 slashing.
Good.
Again.
Another 18.
Another 18. Oh, and then what's this ability? Rend?
Oh, shit.
So two claws go in Benson's shoulder and they just rake downward. So in fact, monster automatically deals that strike's damage again. So let me just roll that again.
Three damage.
I rolled 21 three times for damage.
Hey, well, okay,
go to casino.
So another 21 points of damage.
18.
Yes. Yes, I know of your damage reduction.
the Gug says.
Well acquainted with it, in fact.
One Gug is British. Oh, the other is...
Me.
Whatever.
I'm gonna grab you. Come here. Come inside my fungus home.
Oh. Fungus hole. Well, that's the title right there.
Fungus hole.
Get my fungus hole.
Okay, so that was all three of their turns. Benson, it is back to the top of the round with you.
Well, first thing I gotta try to do is break this grapple.
What roll is that again?
Athletics. Be athletics.
Or you can use attack, I thought. You can use attack as well.
You can, yeah.
Unarmed attack,
so
I believe.
Whichever's higher.
Yeah,
right,
whatever's
right.
Higher.
You see your eye. Oh.
It'd be just be like minus your
minus two.
Your weapon bonus, so yeah, minus
Actually,
two.
Actually, that is better than my athletics.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to use that.
Yeah, the unarmed attack, I think, what plus? I see plus 20 on your sheet, so
yep.
I don't know what your... okay, all right.
Roll, fuck you. 26?
As a fail.
Cool. Well, I guess I'll swing at the thing's arm.
Alright.
Fuck you. It's 3 on the die.
Okay.
Ugh.
I don't know what to do at this point. I can't move.
I mean, the ghost of Ambrose was able to pull one off of me, so he might pull one off of you.
Sure. Oh yeah. I mean, he'll be sending him to do that. So.
I'll just last attack with the map, I guess. Oh god damn. Let's see. Tim, 17 plus 16.
33.
Yep.
That's a hit, so.
That's with a minus 10?
No, minus. Oh, wait. What? Yeah, minus 30.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Never mind. I missed.
Okay.
So it'd be a 28.
Yeah, yeah, so that will fail. Okay.
Our turns have sucked this episode.
This is rough. Ambrose.
Okay, so he has two sets of arms on him right now.
Just one, right?
Yeah, because the other one failed, right? I believe.
Yeah, the other one failed and then the other one rendered.
Right, yes.
Oh, that's right, he did that. Okay, yeah. So yeah, he's just going to have him pull him out. So, try to at least break the grab.
Sure.
Okay, that's... God damn, another 34.
Okay, so you success. So you're aiding.
Awesome.
Well, does that break the grab? Wait. Okay.
Right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, to break the grab. Yes, it would be. Yeah. Yep. You succeed. So yep.
Okay. And can he reposition Ben's? Well, why even have
he's
that?
He's willing.
Yeah, he's so willing. So yes.
Ben's is like, no. I'll stay. Let me in there.
I can take about three more of those rins.
It's like a back massage.
flesh strips on his back.
Yeah, the ghost is going to push you back out of range of those guys.
I'm thinking of the scene from Superman when Superman's dad is like, "No, don't come in the tornado, my invincible son."
Yeah.
Please let me die, even though you can save me right now. Yeah, no, he's going to push Benson back.
Okay.
Away from him. Like 30 feet, because he's just boss like that. I don't know. However far back he can, like legally allowed to do that.
I mean, I think the 5 feet would be sufficient.
Yeah, yeah. So Benson's gonna go boop, and last action, the Eidolon's going to move back here.
Okay.
Good call.
All right. And backing up into the hallway now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by count, he's going to. Shit. I mean, like, I don't know what else to do because with one action, I don't have a lot I could really work with.
Keep moving back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would actually be a good
space.
Idea. So,
yeah.
So he's going to shove back. He's like, go, move back.
Honestly, if you're Ghost Guy, we can move through friendly spaces. So if your Ghost Guy could move further back, it would make it easy for me to reposition Benson.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. It'll be body surfing Benson back here. Awesome.
No, that's the title. Body surfing body Benson. Surfing
Benson. It's like, Kessler, hold on. Just keep throwing him back.
Oh, man. That's one thing I've never done was crowd surf. I should do that the next time. Okay.
So, yeah, he's gonna... So the ghost would actually move further back.
Okay.
And nice. Then Ambrose will move. We're gonna shift back to probably this.
Yeah,
moving
yeah.
in tandem, yeah. Okay. After they do all the shuffling, Kezra, it is your turn.
If you want a clean shot, Kezra, you could move or you could hold.
I was gonna say, when I was at a Decemberist concert, Colin Molloy crowd surfed over me, and I handed his guitar to him.
What?
Yeah,
whoa.
It was cool. He let his guitar off into the crowd, and then we like
oh my
we
god,
gave it, back to him. It was cool. But yeah, he went right over my head, and I was like right in front of the stage. It was really cool.
What kind of guitar was it?
I don't know, acoustic guitar. I don't remember.
Oh, that's cool.
But Kezra. You guys hear like a crackle of lightning, and you hear the dragon wings sprout out, and you hear silent Kezra or invisible Kezra. He's like, "I'll take care of this," and he flies into the room. And he's
oh,
gonna get
dang.
Just high up and in the corner.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm 30 feet up and in the corner.
Invisible.
Yeah. They definitely won't be taking a tax opportunity. I need to remember the invisibility rules. Well, you probably won't be invisible for a moment, I guess. Okay, so all right. After that, it comes to Garn. Garn, your turn.
Man, it's like Kezra said. I'm gonna trust Kezra to take care of himself. So I'm gonna do one action to reposition. Benson's to the east of me. I'm going to move him to the north of me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move him to the west of his current position. So he's going to be kind of like diagonal. So that was my second action. Right. It's my third action.
Right. I want to say, hold on. Benson, you are on Benson's shield right now because I drew where it was when he dropped it.
I'm on Benson's shield.
Yes. Garn is on Benson's
shield. You're literally shield surfing.
Oh, well, Benson can pick it up on his turn. He's right next to
okay.
it. I am going to hold the line with Benson, so I'm going to take one step this way.
Okay.
So they would have... They'd have to get...
Close.
They'd have to get close.
Yes.
Like, out of the mold in order to get us, which is ideal.
Yeah. Okay. And that's the end of your turn there?
So that's three actions.
Okay. Gug number one, the one in the middle. So this is the one that had been hit a few times from you guys because it kept grabbing you, kept hitting in the arm. So its arms are kind of bleeding. It's got like slash marks and stuff on it. It is going to run up to be directly on top of the two of you.
Oh.
It's pissed.
And then it is going to try and... It's gonna do its furious claws.
Right. It's purple worm thrash.
Yes.
Turn that one for the purple worm.
Pretty much, yeah. It's the same thing. So first attack is going to be on Benson.
Hit me with your best shot.
40.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, that'll do.
Glad that wasn't me.
Okay, so it's gonna be 23 slashing.
20 slashing.
Yep.
Second attack at the highest map. Doesn't matter with a 2 on the die. So that missed the missed Garn.
Wait, is it a crit fail?
25 total?
No. Sad.
Do you have a thing?
I don't know if they're weak to Dawn Silver, but if someone crit fails a unarmed attack on me, they can become sickened to that sort of thing.
That's right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lesser known fact about Dawn Silver armor, but it's true.
Alright. Okay, so next is the Gug to the South's turn. Is going to run in directly behind his brethren.
Oh, that's why he has space to, yeah. Yep. Man, it's like to coordinate.
Yeah, so you guys are just within 15-foot reach, isn't that crazy?
These stupid mouth heads aren't just dumb, they have tactics.
Come here, son, my fungus home.
Why does it sound like that?
First claw strike on Benson. 41.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
25 slasher.
Cool.
22.
I got it at this point. Gug. Yeah, I've got it.
That was the gug, man. That wasn't me.
Natural one.
Oh, hey! Hey! Pull that card. See what pain we have in store.
Natural one.
Strike. Strike fellow gug.
Gug specific.
If there happens to be a gug near you, crit it.
Worthless for it. I got the right deck.
You head first. You fall unconscious until you wake up or the end of your next turn.
What?
Okay.
Cool.
So okay. It's so. This is the one going. Come here, come with some. He is so ravenous about you being inside of his fungus home that he runs around the corner and just goes into the wall.
Oh my god!
He's thrashing back and forth, and as he's thrashing, he hits Benson and then into the wall. I'll say that I didn't mention this, but there's three doors on the south side of this. It slams one open, and you see a toilet.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like three treasure rooms.
Nah.
Oh well,
three
toilets with treasure chests on them.
Another man's poop is another man's treasure. So
you say that too often, Josh.
There's one thing I say: another man's poop is another man's treasure. Unconscious, he is. There is unconscious. Yep, makes him blind, prone, and off guard. Cool. the last gug can't do anything because his friends are in the way, and one of his friends is unconscious on the ground.
What happened?
He can wake up his friend.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll like slap his friend, like, you know.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
He couldn't wake up by other means from that crit card, Kel? Is that what it is?
It says until you wake up or the end of your turn, so.
So unconscious, as long as it's not from hitting zero hit points, you can wake up from the sound of battle from someone rousing you.
Alright,
yeah,
so he's
still prone.
Yeah, so he roused him, and then, so he's no longer unconscious then. But that means that he would still be prone and off guard. Okay. So it's only one action to do that. I guess. He's going to. I think he's just going to. Ready to for. Here's what he's waiting for, really. He's waiting for, like, more room to open up. So he's hoping that, like, his friends push you guys into the room so that way he can open up. So he can't really do anything. So he just wakes his friend up and he's like, get up. Alright. Benson.
I pick my shield up.
Yep. That is a manipulate action.
It's manipulate, yep.
So two attacks of opportunity.
Ugh.
So the first one reaches out with its jowls. 35 to hit.
Do you actually have my shield on me?
You do have your shield on you. So you can use that to soak some of the damage.
Exactly.
Ow.
Oh.
Okay. So with that 27 piercing.
Okay.
And then the other one... Well, the other one's prone and off guard, so I actually don't think he can make attacks for opportunity. Or reactive strikes. Minus two penalty... I don't know if you can make reactive strikes.
I was just reading prone.
Yeah, because, okay, so you're lying on the ground, you're off guard, you can take the minus two penalty to attack rolls. Oh, so I guess you can.
Yeah, it doesn't say you can't.
Okay, all right. So as he's on the ground and you go to put your hand down to grab, his head goes through the other one's legs and tries to snap at your hand. Jaw strike. 31, so a miss.
That is a miss.
Oh.
Okay. You now have your shield in your hand.
Yay.
Yeah.
Swing.
Sorry?
I say you can swing. One's right there now.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
It's only one action, so you can. You're kitted out now.
We're swinging into the fences, then, boys. Don't fail me now. 15 on the die for a. That's hard. 36.
36. Yeah, that's a hit.
Alright, that will be. 15 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And I guess for. Because don't. Isn't all my damage considered holy damage at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
If that matters.
Does not seem to do anything significant to them, so.
Dang. Second swing's a natural 17. Oh, so that's 34.
Still a hit, yeah.
Let's go. Benson's trying to do some damage. 16 points of slashing.
Okay.
And that will be my turn.
All right.
Dang it, Jake. Let me have my turn.
Ambrose, it's your turn.
Okay. So Ambrose will start chanting for a moment, and for a second it's just like a small glow appears behind both of you. And Jake, can you make Luca large for me?
Oh my god.
He is using Evolution Surge.
Oh,
and it is, I believe, heightened to third level at this point.
Hell yeah.
So
that's dope
he
as
is
fuck.
So now he is large, which doesn't give him too many other benefits besides size, but he now has reach.
Right. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So all they see is like the glow of this creature like behind him. And that is unfortunately all my actions, because I can't do too much more.
Okay.
But he's now large, and in case, you know, Benson does reactive strike or retributive strike, he now can join in.
Yes. Oh, right. Okay. All right.
Yep. Wait, why can't you
two actions?
You just did evolution surge.
Just two actions, and he would have to move to be with the action. So,
yeah, it's the
I can't see the hall.
Oh,
right.
Oh, you're all the way over there.
I'm like, where is he?
Like, we're cramped.
This is the
Benson guard, like, just stuck between a massive warrior and a massive gun. Like,
this is the most cramped I've ever seen a hallway. God,
yeah.
I don't know why I decided to fly around into the corner so I can't see you guys.
okay. Well, Kezra, it is your turn.
All right, Kezra is going to fly. To this side of the room.
Okay, where the...
So now I'm across the room from the hallway, but I can see down the hallway.
Okay.
And I'm still invisible, so I'm going to... Because I'm invisible and they'll be off guard to me, I'm going to do a fifth level Blazing Bolts.
So you could target all three!
I can't, because I had to fly.
Oh, right.
But... Dang. It's still a good move because I can get him off guard. I have a good chance of critting.
All right.
So this will be the two within the two closest to me. So.
Okay. So yeah. The guy to the north and then the fungus hole guy.
The unconscious one, right?
Prone. He's not. He was roused, so he's just prone.
Did we determine? No, they're probably. Yeah. Okay. Just attack roll.
Okay.
First one, god damn it. First one is a
20. So you're not using your shadow signet ring on these babies?
I don't know if their reflex or fortitude are worth targeting.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's probably basically the same.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't think it would have mattered on that roll anyway. It's only a 27.
Flat-footed. So that is, even with flat-footed, that is unfortunately a fail.
Yeah.
Yep. Next roll. That's better. That'll be 34 flat-footed.
34. So this one was going against the prone guy, so definitely in it.
Cool. That'll be some damage. Let's go.
I made D6. Oh,
this is 10 D6.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
And I'm casting at 5th level, so that'll be 36 damage.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So this guy's still on the ground, all of a sudden just gets... and 36 points of damage on his head. Okay. And that's the end of your turn?
That's it.
Okay. So you are now visible at the end of the hall. When it comes to Garn's turn, but just despite Tim, I think I'll see you guys next week.
I knew it.
No!
That's so fucking funny.
I was collecting my dice and everything.
No.
I knew
it's not for you.
I usually do it.
Summertime is here, and you know that can mean only one thing. Malibu Sunset Resin Dice from MistyMountainGaming.com. Does the heat got you having the summer blues? Do you yearn for the outdoors where you could melt to a puddle? Of course you don't. You're a dice goblin who spends most of their days indoors playing tabletop role-playing games. That's why you have to simulate the outdoors by getting you some summer-themed dice at MistyMountainGaming.com. Check out their new resin collection. Hey, and when you're there at checkout, use code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD at checkout for 10% off. That's 10% off at MistyMountainGaming.com and use code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD. Ha! Who cares about beating the summer heat when you can roll dice like a goblin? Wow!